get to that pro level?
It's really not much difference at all. It's same kind of thing. We work out after we practice in the morning, and then the workouts aren't much different. It's basically the same stuff. I mean, they got it down to such a science at both college and professional level that I think both. I mean, I know Tyler works with some pro guys, so I think they're all in the loop on what each other's doing. So I think yeah, they got it down to a science. So everyone's kind of doing the same thing, I think.
Oh, good. Well, Phoenix, obviously, we're watching your career and watching how you're doing, and obviously, you're off to a great start, and we just want to make sure that you continue to succeed and do well. And I think you were telling me you're rooming with a former Michigan Tech guy.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be rooming with Chris Connor. He's a great guy, and yeah, we got the Michigan Tech connection going on.
Is he up yet, or is he still in bed?
I'm not at the place yet. I left to go eat breakfast. Now I'm about to head back.
He wasn't in the lineup yesterday, though, was he?
No, he has a little minor tweak right now.
Yeah. Well, give him our best. Obviously, Chris was an exciting player here at Michigan Tech. I think a fan favorite when he was here, and had a good pro career and a long pro career. So you probably couldn't be roomed with a better guy. So make sure you pass on our regards to Chris, and like I said, continued success, Phoenix, and we'll follow on you. We'll try and get you back on at some other time. How's that?
Sounds good.
Dirk might have a couple more questions.
Just really quick, it's going to be strange not seeing you on the ice at Joe Louis Arena this year for the Great Lakes Invitational, Phoenix. It's it's been kind of your little home there for those couple of days in between Christmas and New Year's, and that's going to be different, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's a great tournament. It was always a fun experience to play there.
Yeah. Have you stayed in touch with some of the guys on the team? Have you talked to Jamie much or some of the other players here in Phoenix?
Yeah, no, I made some close friends, so yeah, I stay in touch with those guys.
All right, well, when's your next game, Phoenix? Is it tomorrow?
No, we play Friday.
Okay, Friday. All right, well, we appreciate it, man. We want to get you on again if we can, so we'll try to arrange that maybe later on in the year. And just like Coach said, we wish you all the best. We miss you. But I think it's a great thing that you're doing so well, and congratulations on the shutout yesterday. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, yeah, Phoenix Copley, former Michigan Tech netminder, playing in the pros right now, and got his first professional shutout yesterday. 1-0 overtime win. In against who did they play? I'm trying to remember who they played now.
I believe it was Hartford.
Yes. So congratulations to him. Thanks to him for joining us. And if you got a question for Coach Mal Pearson, you could email it to me, dj@themix93.com. But Coach, you know, we've got a great bunch of goaltenders still on the Huskies, and I know you're excited to see how that all pans out this year.
Well, we do, and obviously they have big shoes to fill, and I think that goes to show you how good Phoenix was, I mean, and is, and he's going to he's going to have a good long pro career, and there's going to be some ups and downs in that. And I think he's got his head screwed on pretty good, so he'll take the successes and not get too high, and I hope he won't get too low in the lows. But he did a real nice job for us here, and we're happy for him. And my big thing as kidding him, off the air, is I want to make sure he gets that degree,
right,
just to finish. And the lifestyle is a little different in pro. You know, you have all that time in the afternoon, so. I'm going to keep bugging him to get online classes or do what he can, but he's going to be a great representative for Michigan Tech hockey and Michigan Tech, and already is. You can tell the way he speaks, and he's a great kid, and we wish him all the best.
All right, we'll take a break, and let's get some questions. Again, dj@themix93.com is the email address, dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these on Mix 93.
Prices are falling from the sky at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 7-Up and Coke 2 liters are 4 for $5. Pepsi products, 12 packs of cans, 2 for $8. All Mountain Dew 20 ounces are 2 for $2.22. All 12 packs of canned beer, price to move. Check out the staggering low prices in the frozen food section, including pizzas and Chinese food. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. Don't forget to get your deer feed and hunting licenses at Bucko's. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
The 2014 North American Truck of the Year, the Chevy Silverado. Ready to roll at Kissel Chevrolet in Calumet. The Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star Edition. Four-wheel drive, 5.3 liter V8 with an estimated 22 miles per gallon on the highway. Get up to $8,500 of total value in savings for qualified buyers. Or the 2014 Silverado 1500 four-door double cab All-Star Edition. Four-wheel drive, 5.3 liter with a 355 horsepower engine. Up to $9,500 of total savings at Kissel Chevy in Calumet. See Charlie, Dave, or Mario for details.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on this Monday morning. Huskies taking on Ferris State University this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, down in Big Rapids. And the pregames for both of those games will be at 6:30, face-off at 7. Before we go any further, want to bring up the topic of a new volunteer assistant coach for Michigan Tech. Coach?
Yeah, I'm very happy to, with the addition of Mark Morosti to our staff. Obviously, you know, a lot of people know Mark. I mean, he's been here, been around for a long time, but Mark played here at Michigan Tech, did some coaching here at Michigan Tech, and then obviously played pro for quite a few years. But got a real nice way about him. Got a real good hockey mind and brain, and I think he'll be a real good addition to our staff and really help our players. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone who can add something to your team, not just add someone. And Mo, and I like Mo. He's already into it. He was out on the ice last week with us and, you know, working with some of our players. And I told him, you know, just don't be afraid. If you see something you want to help somebody with, just jump right in. So he's been really good. And obviously at the same time, I just wanted to, again, thank Dieter Cock. And Dieter did a great job with us. And with the addition of Joe Sean and Joe running the goalies now, we just felt that, you know, we needed someone to work with more of the forwards and defense. And Mark can do that. So obviously Dieter did a fantastic job. And, you know, even with Phoenix, he did a great job with Phoenix and really helped him. And he's done a good job, obviously, with Jamie and Matt Winches too. But excited to have Mark on staff. I've known Mark for a long time. And like I said, he's going to do a real good job for us.
Well, one of our questions is asking about Mo and his role and how hands-on will he be? Because volunteer coaches, again, I have other schedules going on too. So how hands-on do you expect Mark Morosti to be?
Well, I expect him to be real hands-on. So, you know, he's been around hockey a long time. He knows a lot of our players. You know, he's come to the games. He's got a good feel for them. So, you know, we're excited to have him on staff and whatnot. And like I said, and I've given him the green light if he wants to point something out to a player. I mean, he's got enough experience. He's played the game a long time. So he's been around. He can really help our guys.
Now, you were assistant coach when he was here. Did you actually recruit him, or was there – right?
You know what? Mo and I probably was a player when he was being recruited.
Right. I probably came after you, right?
Yeah, so I probably did a little bit of the recruiting there, like with him and Billy Terry and some of those guys. But anyway, I've known Mark for a long, long time, and like I said, really excited to have him on our staff.
Well, we are less than 2 weeks away from the Michigan series. Don't want to look past Ferris State, obviously, but it is our first home series against the Michigan Wolverines. Tickets are on sale, but I understand they're going very well now, Coach. Well, they have been going well, but a little spike in ticket sales in the last few days.
Yeah, just the last week, the end of last week there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's some Michigan people decided to come on up here or if it's you know, our fans. So I would tell you, if you want tickets to that series, I wouldn't wait till you know, next weekend and expect to get a ticket. I think that series will pretty well sell out. I know that it looks like the one night there's just some scattered individual tickets, and then obviously some in the higher rows. So, but that's going to be a great series. I mean, they've got a good team. I know they split with New Hampshire this weekend, but when you go through their lineup, you know, they've got Dylan.